USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
As the trade war between the United States and China heats up, the Dow lost 767 points to close at 25,717, its worst day of 2019. Trader Teddy Weisenberg joins Fox Business and believes,
you know, we have two major countries playing hardball with each other over a lot of issues, particularly trade. I think we're going to be on the dark side of the moon here for a while, and I don't think it's the end of the world.
President Trump is planning on visiting Dayton, Ohio, and El Paso, Texas, the cities where two mass murders took place over the weekend. On Monday at the White House, the president spoke to the nation.
The shooter in El Paso posted a manifesto online consumed by racist hate. In one voice, our nation must condemn racism, bigotry, and white supremacy.
And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wayne Allen Root. Are you among the millions of Americans who feel uncertain when it comes to their health care? I'm happy to inform you there's a solution, and that solution is Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is a community of like-minded people who work together to pay for their medical costs. There are no networks, so you decide your doctor and hospital. Liberty HealthShare allows you to easily decide how, when, and where you will access health care. Because our rights come from God, not government. It could be the best practical, moral, and economical choice for you and your family. It was for me. I joined. I'm a member. My children are members. Starting at $107 a month for a single, up to $449 a month for a family. That's mom, dad, and all the kids for $449 per month. That's my cost, and I'm loving it. This is the way healthcare should be. For more information, call 855-58-LIBERTY. That's 855-58-LIBERTY. Or visit lightyourliberty.com. That's lightyourliberty.com. And regain control over your healthcare costs. Together, we're changing healthcare for good.
The GOP candidate for Kansas's 3rd congressional district is facing criticism from the left over her appearance. Progressive political activist Elizabeth Arnold recently tweeted, "Do you think it's a coincidence that Republicans are recruiting attractive young women to run for office?" While speaking on Fox News, Sarah Hart Weir, that candidate, responds,
"They're sexist, and this isn't just an attack against me. It's not just an attack against Republican women. This is an attack against women everywhere."
A hardware retail giant is laying off thousands of workers. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Lowe's is laying off thousands of store workers as that home improvement chain tries to increase its profits. The Wall Street Journal reporting that Lowe's will be laying off employees who handle certain maintenance and product assembly work. According to the Journal, Lowe's workers who are losing their jobs include those who put together grills and wheelbarrows.
This is USA Radio News.
Here's a great deal on MyPillow. When you go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, type in promo code USA, you'll get two MyPillow premium pillows for $69.98. Now, that's only $34.99 a pillow. You will not get that price anywhere retail. It's the lowest price ever offered on radio or TV. And like all MyPillow products, 10-year warranty, 60-day money-back guarantee. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the two-pack special, use my promo code USA.
For the second time in less than a week, a pilot thought he could fly while he was drunk. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's John Hunt.
A flight from Glasgow, Scotland to Newark, New Jersey was canceled after two pilots were arrested on suspicion of being intoxicated, according to officials with United Airlines and Scottish Police. The men, ages 61 and 45, have been arrested and remain in police custody pending a court hearing on Tuesday, August 6th.
Going a little bit more in depth on this story, Kyle Bailey is a former FAA safety representative. He's also a current pilot. Regarding alcohol and flying a plane, he tells Fox News,
"General rule is 8 hours bottle to throttle is what they call it.
So you have to wait 8 hours?
No drinking 8 hours prior to the flight. So what probably might have happened is in the bar the night before, 10 hours before, and had a little bit too much. And then they get a breathalyzer when they show up, and they're still over the .04 limit."
And as far as how the FAA regulates this, he says,
"Well, every 6 months a pilot has to get a physical, an airline pilot. So if a doctor suspects something, there might be, a test. But typically the airline will do spot checks. So if a pilot shows up, he might get a random drug and alcohol screen. It's pretty much just randomly generated by a computer system. And that's typically the only test for alcohol in the system."
For more news, you can find us online at usaradio.com or on Facebook at USA Radio. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.